Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 147, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 147, verses 1 through 6. We're going to see again that we're to praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to them, all of them, their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble and he casts the wicked to the ground. We're going to just stop in the middle of this psalm here and get our challenge from these first six verses. Notice the contrast in God. He made all the stars and he knows them by name. You do realize there's quite a few stars out there, and all we can do is guess in the millions and billions possibly of stars. God made them all and he knows them each by name. Yet at the same time, even though God is so big and so vast and so powerful that he can make this universe and know the name of each star, he also heals the brokenhearted here on the earth and binds up their wounds. He knows the number of hairs on our heads, the Bible said. And do you know that he even keeps track of our tears? Listen to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. It says, are not five sparrows, Jesus is speaking, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. We have a tendency sometimes to wonder if God knows we're here. Believe the Bible. Believe the word of God. The God who knows all of the stars by name and made them each one and named them each one actually still knows who you are, and he cares for you. He knows how many number of hairs you have on your head. He knows whether or not one or two hit the shower floor this morning. Listen to Psalm 56, verse 8. It says, you have kept count of my tossings, and you put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? The Bible actually says God not only knows how many hairs are on our head, he actually knows how many tears we've cried. He's kept track of how much we suffer and how much we grieve and we sorrow. God cares for us. Oh, in this passage, he lifts up the humble and he casts the wicked to the ground. Well, how do we become those people who are not the wicked? We humble ourselves and say, God, you are my creator. You are my source. You are my life. You are my salvation. You're the only way I can be made righteous in your sight through what you did by sending your own son, you yourself coming down, taking on human form and living in my place and dying in my place and rising from the dead. Jesus, my life is yours. And when you humble yourself and seek him, and as we looked at last week, turn to him for everything, the Bible says he cares for you. He cares for you. You know, the Bible also says that we're supposed to just offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Listen to Romans chapter 11, verses 33 into chapter 12, verse 2. Paul says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you because of this, therefore, brothers, that by the mercies of God, you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Don't miss this. Paul goes from saying that we'll never figure God out, that he owes us nothing, and he doesn't need our counsel. Everything's been made by him, through him, and for him. Yet, in his mercy, he has allowed us to be a part of his creation and one day to be co-heirs with him and to rule and reign with him in the universe. That's an amazing thing. But he says, in the meantime, since it's all about him, we're to humble ourselves and offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, and he'll show us what his plan is for each of us on a daily basis. Remember, God made the universe, yet he also cares for you and I. Let those two things meditate in your heart today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.